Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And this is the best animated shows ever, so far, where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever, eventually. And today we are wrapping up our conversation about Pokemon Indigo League, which I also see listed other places as Pokemon the Beginning and Gold and Silver. So I don't know, man. Trying to break up the Pokemon show into pieces. I don't know how we're going to do it if we decide to cover it again.
Really? That's weird. I'm pretty sure I see that there's a gold and silver one somewhere, but I didn't
listed
know.
Separate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing that I found out. In Japan, it is entirely one show. And in fact, the shows are usually about 52 episodes per season because Pokemon just runs all the time, all year round in Japan forever. Like since this show came out in 1997, there's just been like a new episode of Pokemon on TV basically every week in Japan as one ongoing show. And then when they bring it to English, they divide it up a little more. So the reason that it's weird is because it's not that way originally and it's all done for the English version. So,
well, I'm pretty sure I watched it even up through, Gold and Silver and maybe to the start of the next one.
After Gold and Silver would have been Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah. Ruby and Sapphire. That's what it was. So I got into that and I didn't realize it was different. Like, they didn't name it Ruby and Sapphire back then, I don't think. Did they?
I think they would have on the English versions of it. I think it was, like, subtitled Ruby and Sapphire.
Oh, weird. I don't even remember that.
It's tough to say. It's the legacy of the Pokemon animated series is convoluted. What I can tell you for sure is that there are, oh, wait, here we go. I just found more. Okay. The Pokemon animated series is split up into six chronologically sequential series in Japan, split up by the version of the video game series the anime takes inspiration from. The original series, composed of The Beginning and Gold and Silver, then Ruby and Sapphire, or the Advanced Generation series, then Diamond and Pearl and Black and White, X and Y, Sun and Moon. In the international broadcast, these six series are split into 22 separate seasons. So there you go. It's actually, I had it kind of backwards. In the English version, they basically are just like, there's 22 seasons, and sometimes we just switch to a whole different game. Whereas in the Japanese version, they did a distinction for when they switched games, but not from the original Gold and Silver. They counted that as one, kind of, one show, basically, for the way we're going to look at it. So we're not going to get to watch Gold and Silver for the best animated shows ever so far. But if we do come back to Pokemon, we can jump straight to Ruby and Sapphire, which is definitely the ones that I haven't seen. Because I think I saw a little of Gold and Silver, and one time I turned on Ruby and Sapphire, and I was like, who are all these people? What happened to Ash's clothes? Everything's wrong.
It's so weird. Like, I've seen parts of it, but I'm not sure if I saw the beginning or what. But I know I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a new girl and a new guy. And, oh my god. There's all different Pokemon, and I think Pikachu's the only one that sticks around.
That would make sense. Or maybe, like, Togepi is still chilling with Brock.
Yeah.
MC.
Yeah?
Take a guess. How many episodes of the Pokemon animated series are there?
I'm gonna guess 580.
1,066.
Damn, I was way off.
MC, take a guess. How many Pokemon animated series related movies? I'm saying it that way because I'm saying Detective Pikachu don't count.
Okay.
There are.
So it's just the animated movies.
Mm-hmm.
24?
Closer. Only 20.
Nah.
20 Pokemon movies. I think I've seen 2. I definitely saw the first one.
I think I've seen 3. I've seen the one with Mew and Mewtwo.
That's the first one.
There was a few others that I saw, but there's also a bunch on Netflix, and I'm like, oh, I'll get round to them at some point. I never did.
Alternate podcast idea. We just watch all the Pokemon movies in order.
I mean, we could totally do that, and there'd be, like, huge skips of time.
It would take half of a year if we released an episode weekly. There's so many Pokemon movies.
Yeah.
We
could really stretch it out and do it once every fortnight.
Okay, if we did it that way, it would almost take 2 years. That's, no.
Yeah, no.
That's too long to talk about Pokemon movies. Last question for you. On a list of the longest running animated series, where do you think Pokemon would rate?
I'm going to say 4th.
Did you look that up, MC?
No.
Did you look that up, MC?
No,
are you cheating?
MC,
only one Pokemon's allowed in a Pokemon battle according to the official league rules. Are you cheating?
I have watched a lot of anime. and there's 3 different shows that I can think of that might be just as long.
Well, I'll tell you that none of the 3 that are above it are animes, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So can you think of any Western animated shows that might surpass Pokemon?
Oh, crap.
Remember last week how...
Flintstones?
Last time we recorded, I was talking about all the different, like, editing that I should do. If I was going to do editing on this one, I would put in, like, Jeopardy music right now.
No. I reckon... It's
Flintstones
not
is not one of them.
Flintstones not one of them?
But
I'm trying
to
think.
There is one about a family.
The Simpsons?
Uh-huh, there you go.
Let's see. What else? No, I can't
one.
Think. I
There's
can't
one
think.
That's very crude. Super inappropriate. This is talking poop.
Oh, South Park, right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to give you hints for the last one. It's Arthur.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. They just had like 22 seasons or something like that.
I don't want to besmirch Arthur.
Got married.
I think I heard that like they basically are re-releasing episodes where they just update dialogue. It's like it's using old animation, but they just change the dialogue. I don't know. That might not be true. I might be thinking of something else.
Hey,
let's pretend I didn't say that.
Hey, there was a gay marriage in Arthur. That's all I know.
Really? Where did you go, Arthur?
The teacher gets married to someone. I can't remember who now. The sweet shop guy, maybe? Yeah, I think it might be the sweet shops guy. Someone can Twitter me about it at some point if I'm wrong. But I could have sworn that One Piece would have run longer. Just
well,
because of how many episodes it has.
So there's 2 things I can think of. Oh, nope. 875. Pokemon's got it beat by like 150.
One Piece?
Actually, no. 200. Yeah.
One Piece has over 1,000.
I'm looking at a thing right now. It says One Piece. 875. List of One Piece episodes. One Piece is a Japanese animated television series based on the successful manga of the same name and has over 800 episodes.
No.
You done got schooled, MC, by the internet. Should we talk about episode 3?
Yeah.
All right. For today, we are discussing Pokemon Indigo League / the beginnings and Gold and Silver, because I'm not sure what the episode or the season title is supposed to be. Episode 3, which is called Ash Catches a Pokemon, April 15th, 1997, September 10th, 1998 for the English version. And it starts off with Ash in a truly epic battle with a Caterpie.
Oh yeah. I just want to point out, it says catches a Pokemon.
That's true. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's right a there. Lie TV show.
Yeah, because he actually catches 2 Pokemon in this episode.
He does. He catches 2. First is Caterpie. I want to talk about the catching of Caterpie a little bit, because he throws a Pokeball at the Caterpie. And then the Caterpie turns into red energy or whatever happens to Pokemon when they go inside Pokeballs. And then the Pokeball wiggles for about 38 minutes is what I timed it at. It wiggles for so long.
It's about 30 seconds.
It's about 38 minutes that it sits there wiggling. And the whole time I'm like, Ash, what you have to do is every time it wiggles and then stops wiggles is you have to press and hold the B button and then let go when it starts wiggling again. And that made me realize that I'm dumb and that's not a thing. But that's totally what, like, kids at my school believed when we played the Pokemon games. So I was curious if your school had any, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Superstitions about like, how the Pokemon game mechanics worked.
You were supposed to switch between A and B. Between the wiggles. Yeah. So if it was leaning left, you had to hit A. And if it was leaning right, you had to hit B.
Oh.
So as it wiggled back and forth, you were supposed to mash A and B back and forth.
I wonder if that's still a thing that happens, because I think a lot of video games I played as a kid, there were stories that got shared about how to do things in the game. And now there's the internet, and I wonder if people still do things like that.
No, I'm sure as soon as someone says anything like that, kids pull out their phones and look it up straight away, and they're like, nah, you're wrong.
I heard that if you, press the B button while jumping around in a circle, then Laura Croft takes her top off. And kids would be like, huh, I don't think that would happen, and then immediately go home and try it. And now it'd be like, I heard that, in Fortnite, if you press the button and jump around in a circle, you take the top off. And they're like, no, that doesn't happen. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No.
No, kids are smarter these days, for sure.
Yeah. Or is it that they're smarter, or they just have better resources?
They have better resources. They have better access to information than we did before the internet.
Hmm. See, now I'm curious about that, because it's not that they're smarter in that instance, it's that they're more skeptical. But does that make you smarter? I don't know.
No.
Anyway.
Because it, even if you're like, oh, this thing... say holding the B button while it shakes.
Mm-hmm.
These days, you would immediately be like, "Is that real?" And then you would look it up, even at your age now.
That's true.
Kids have just grown up doing that these days, so it's not that they're skeptical. It's just an inbuilt thing in society today to be like, "I'm gonna have to look that up."
Yeah, I guess that's true. I had a thought. Hang on. No, it's gone, MC. It's gone. So Misty doesn't like bugs. Or carrots or peppers. These are 3 things that Misty doesn't like. And Ash wants his Caterpie to be his friend and hang out on his shoulder like all of his other Pokemon. But all his other 1 Pokemon. But all Caterpie wants to do is snuggle up with Misty. And it's real sad because she's so mean to him. And at first I was on her side because I'm not a huge fan of bugs either. But then I'm like, hey, Misty, you need to tone it down a little bit. Like, you're being a little too real with this Caterpie.
Here's the thing, but bugs in Pokemon, way cuter than bugs in real life.
This is true.
And
this
is
true.
I reckon it's proportionate as well.
The cuteness?
Because they're so big, they're cuter.
Yeah, but if you think about it in real life, in our world, in the real world, bigger bugs does not equal cuter bugs. I don't see a bigger bug. I don't see, oh man, MC, there's this moth. It was like the size of my palm. And I was like, MC's going to make fun of me because he's going to be like, oh, I've seen a moth that's like as big as my face, gov. And I'll be like, shut up, MC. But I saw a moth and it was like as big as my palm and it was very big. And it wasn't scary because it wasn't flying. But I was like, if that thing starts flying right now, I'll just pee my pants. But as long as it's just chilling there, we cool.
I like how you threw the gov in there. Just because that would be never anything I would say.
No, it was a perfect Australian accent. it was flawless.
I've been to butterfly and moth exhibit. One of those
those things.
Yeah. So having all those like fly around and stuff, the best one is like it's like a peach colored moth.
Okay.
They're really pretty. But other than that, like I'm not a big fan of bugs, but I'm also not scared of them.
Yeah, I am. I think it's, let me think. It's not so much that I'm scared by them as I am startled by them. So let me give you another example. We have bats around here and they're you know, catch bugs out of the air bats. Totally chill. Not going to harm me at all. In order to get to where I ride my exercise bike in the morning every day, I have to walk outside. And I do that very early in the morning. And frequently, a goddamn bat flies by my head. And I know the bat's not going to hurt me, but it still scares the piss out of me every time it does it because I'm like, what the hell was that? What is it? No.
So how big are these bats?
I mean, I don't know. They're flying around. It's not like they pose for me next to a tape measure. I've seen a bigger bat than you.
No. Do you know about Australian fruit bats?
No.
So, essentially, we've got a bunch of them around here. So, I've had the same experience. I'm just wondering, how big your bats are. Because these things come out of nowhere. And you hear, whoomp, above your head. And you're like, what the fuck was that? And then you see this thing gliding away.
That's a bad bat, then. They're supposed to be silent bats.
No. Big leathery wings.
Let me look up what kind of bats I've got around here. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, this is pest control and it's making me sad. Just tell me what kind of bats they are. No. Bats. Organized 15 species of bats. Feeds on moths and flies. No, wait. Okay. So the California myotis is found throughout the state. It could be that. The little brown myotis occurs throughout Oregon. So it could be that. The long-eared myotis is found throughout the state. The fringe myotis is not going to be it. So it's some kind of myotis, it looks like, because that's what they almost all are on this list of Oregon bats. There's also a thing called the big brown bat.
So, yeah, I think the ones that we have around here are the flying foxes. They're fairly big bats.
Yeah. Listen, MC, when it comes to creatures, I'm not going to try and argue that the ones I have in Oregon are bigger than the ones you have in Australia.
No, I was looking up the fruit bats that we have around here, and I'm pretty sure that it's a fruit bat. They're called flying foxes, but they're just these. They make this noise. It's like leather hitting wind.
MC, no.
I think Troy just looked up flying foxes.
Oh no, MC. They're so big.
Yeah, they're real big.
No. This is just Dracula. Look at the picture I just sent you in Discord. That's not an animal. That's a Dracula. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't think that one is in Australia. No,
that's a Dracula.
Ours aren't that big.
Do you see that? It's like 5 feet tall.
Yeah, they get pretty big.
Oh. I have to end this podcast and hide under a rock forever now.
I just introduced Troy to something very scary, apparently.
But it's so big.
They don't, like, all they do is eat fruit. They just fly overhead, and you hear wings flapping, and then they're gone.
Oh no. They're too big.
I'm telling you, I've not seen any that big, but like probably 2.5 feet across, like their wingspan.
That's too big. That's, oh no. Get on topic, please. I can't.
So.
Oh no.
I'm not afraid of, like, bugs and stuff, but this is definitely one of Misty's fears, and she sort of runs away from Caterpie and is trying to get Pikachu to be her friend, and then,
I like that, where Ash is like, Pikachu's not gonna be your friend, he only likes me, and Misty's like, dude, Pikachu loves anybody who will scratch his head. Like, just like every dog. Like, I don't care how loyal your dog is to you. If somebody else scratches your dog's ears, your dog's gonna be like, all right, this one's cool too. At the very least. They might not think they're better than you, but.
Then, because Misty's being all, keep that thing away from me, Caterpie gets all upset and goes back to Ash, and Ash gets it to come up onto his shoulder, and then he says, well, if you're not gonna come, she's like, put that thing back in the Pokeball. If you don't, I'm not gonna hang around you or whatever. And then they,
right,
Ash is like, fine, we're gonna continue on. And then she starts following them anyway, and then she's like, but my bike.
Well, and then later she's like, well, I'm not following you, it's just this is how you get through the forest. So I'm traveling separate from you at the same time in the same direction. It's not because I'm following you. We're just going the same way.
And then they sleep in the same spot.
Mm. I do really like the conversation that Pikachu and Caterpie have, because after the humans go to bed, Pikachu and Caterpie just, like, stay up having, like, a full-on conversation about, you know, the world and space, and they're talking about all kinds of stuff. Can't understand any of it because it's all in Pokemon speak, but it's really cute that they just have this long conversation together.
I'm gonna, so I had subtitles on because it, even when I'm watching it in English, it's nice to have subtitles on sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
In this moment, it just says Caterpie gibberish.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's the subtitles.
Are you watching on Netflix, or?
Yeah.
I thought mine actually said, like, Caterpie.
There's a bit that it says Caterpie gibberish.
Pee-pee-choo-choo-Pikachu. And then Caterpie looks up at the moon and sees the moon reflected in his eyes and sees a butterfly flying overhead. And he looks all forlorn, like, I want to do that. And then he looks at Misty. I think I've skipped to a part after they're done talking. Yep. Pikachu puts his hand on Caterpie's shoulder and says, Pikachu.
Well, and then he's like, chew. It just says trills on mine. Mm-hmm. And Pikachu, trills.
I did before we spent 20 minutes invoking nightmares that I'm going to have for the rest of my life,
I'm sorry about that.
I was
going to
suggest that we do a little skit where we do a dramatic reading of the scene between Pikachu and Caterpie, but I don't think I have it in me right now.
Chew. Pika. Pika.
So they wake up the next morning, and Misty's freaking out because Caterpie was sleeping right next to her. Not even on her. I'm like, listen, I've had, like, a small dog for 5 years or something now. That Caterpie would have been curled up on the back of her legs, absolutely 100%. It wouldn't have been sleeping on the dirt next to her. It would have been like, this sleeping bag is now my bed.
That's what I'm surprised about, that the Caterpie wasn't in the sleeping bag with her.
That would have worked too. But then it crawls across the floor back to its Pokeball, and Ash is crawling next to it in a sleeping bag, which is real cute.
Oh, yeah.
But then Caterpie goes back and hides in his Pokeball, and I'm like, ah, he's sad. But maybe it's also because he's scared, because then a Pidgeotto comes in. And here's a question that I have, MC. That Pidgeotto swoops down, lands in some grass, and eats a worm. Was that worm a little tiny Caterpie, or are there also worms in the Pokemon world?
I'm pretty sure later,
Misty calls Caterpie a worm.
I'm pretty sure there's actual, like, bugs, like, actual bugs and stuff.
Okay.
Because they don't call them bug Pokemon all the time. They call them bug-type Pokemon.
That's true.
So, there must be bugs.
Are there other animals that aren't Pokemon?
I can't remember.
I don't feel like we ever see any of the, like, animals or fish that aren't Pokemon. Huh.
Hmm. I'm not sure.
So then Ash is like, I'm going to fight this Pidgeotto with a freaking Caterpie. And Misty and Pikachu are like, you're a moron. And Caterpie gets its butt kicked. And then Pikachu helps Ash catch the Pidgeotto. And Ash has now caught two Pokemon because this episode lies.
Yeah. That's true. This does lie. Oh, but you missed one of the best bits where Ash just throws the Pokeball at him, like he did with the Caterpie, hoping to and the Pidgeotto just smacks it out of the air, and
just
he looks all
the Pokeball like, heck no, man.
And he's all and Ash is all, no,
oh, I did it bad. And then our favorite friends show up.
Oh, yeah.
Team Rocket comes in, does their whole intro. They show up. They're like, ah, ha, 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 we meet again. And then Jesse's like, to protect the world from devastation. And then what does James say, MC?
Oh, God. I did this like 2 weeks ago. You're literally asking me to do this at like 11:30 at night. My brain isn't working.
To unite.
Right. All Nations. No?
No. All the people. All peoples.
Oh, all peoples.
Within our nation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. To denounce the evils of truth and love.
Ah, God damn it. Yeah, I know it's to reach for the stars above.
To extend our reach to the stars above. Jesse?
James.
Team Rocket blasts off at the speed of light.
Prepare now to fight?
Nope. Surrender now.
Surrender now.
Or prepare to fight.
Or prepare, yeah.
Meow if that's right.
You can't do this to me when I'm half asleep at 11:30 at night, man. I have no memory.
So they're like, Pikachu's the best and we want him, and they all argue with each other about whether or not they're, like, giving away their secrets. But basically, they're like, hey, that Pikachu, that ain't no normal Pikachu, and we want that Pikachu real bad, so give it to us. And they like, sludge attack Pikachu's eyes, which is not nice. I feel bad for Pikachu. His poor eyes. And Ash and Misty are like, hey, we're kind of busy. Can you just go away right now? And they're like, nope, gonna fight. So Ash is like, all right, fine. Pidgeotto, go fight two Pokemon, I guess. Even though that's cheating. He's like, I want everybody to know that this is cheating. To have two Pokemon, it's cheating.
Not Pidgeotto. It's Pikachu.
No, he sends Pidgeotto out first.
No, he sends Pikachu out. That's how he gets sludge in his eye.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Fine. Then he sends Pidgeotto out.
Yeah.
And Pidgeotto's, like, trying to battle both Ekans and Koffing, and, like, just when you think he's going to do okay against one, the other, like, sneaks up behind him and, you know, headbutts him in the kidneys or whatever. And so Pidgeotto gets his butt kicked. And Ash is like, well, I guess I'll send out this stupid broken Caterpie that's not good for anything ever.
Hey, no, he has faith in Caterpie, and he's like, I know you just got hurt fighting Pidgeotto, but come on, Caterpie, you can do this, and he sends it out.
Mm-hmm. And this, I remember this making me mad as a child. This, it's not right what happens, MC, because what happens is Caterpie uses String Attack, one of the least useful abilities in the entire Pokemon franchise. All it does is lower your opponent's speed. That's it. And this Caterpie right here uses String Attack and defeats both Koffing and Ekans at the same time. That would not happen.
He binds them up. They're all bound up.
And then Meowth comes in and he String Shots Meowth too. That's not what that move does.
No. I mean, technically it does.
Not enough to win a battle on its own, MC. Don't make excuses for the bad show. It's lying to you, MC.
I know. That's technically what it does. It doesn't actually do that in the games because it just slows the opponents down. In this show, apparently that means, it's going to get all tangled up in String Shot.
I'm pretty sure I saw this as a kid and was like, oh my gosh, I should have been using String Shot this whole time. And then went through a phase where I tried to use String Shot all the time. And you know what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened because it's a useless move.
It doesn't injure the other Pokemon at all.
No. Although Caterpie then does Headbutt Koffing into Ekans, and that's pretty cool. Like, yeah. I like that. That's pretty sweet. Except for Caterpie doesn't know Headbutt. That's also a lie. This whole show's a lie, MC.
I mean, one of the best bits in this fight is when the two of them are going after him, and Pikachu's all worried about Caterpie. Mm-hmm. He's like, Pika!
Because they're friends.
Yeah.
I like that they're friends. So then Team Rocket blasts off again, and they've won the fight, and Ash is like, hey, Misty, isn't this Caterpie cool now? Because it won a battle, so shouldn't you be friends with it now? And listen, I think Misty's being a bit much with her hatred of Caterpie, but also Ash, like, she's not interested, man. She doesn't want to pet your bug. Like, just let it go, you know?
Hey, at least he isn't trying to get it. her to pet his Weedle.
This is so dumb.
I just
has a spike on his head, so if she pet a Weedle, she'd get poisoned. I mean, that's no good.
It also sounds like something that a boy has.
MC. This is a family-friendly podcast, kind of. So Caterpie is like, hey, I won a single battle. I'm pretty BA. I'm going to turn into a Metapod now.
Oh, yeah. And apparently it's the fastest any Caterpie has ever turned into a Metapod. Like,
why does Ash have the best Pokemon ever?
I think he's lucky.
His Lex stat is out of control. And then the Metapod's like, boy, I hope I turn into a Butterfree soon because not very useful at this stage. I caught a Metapod in my Nuzlocke run. Like, caught a Metapod, which means all it knows is Harden. And it's like, dang it. Why did it have to be a stupid Metapod?
So you had to, like, just put it out first and then bring it back in. Mm-hmm. And then put it out first. I hate doing that.
And then a Beedrill shows up and scares the crap out of Misty, and Ash is like, I'm gonna catch that Pokemon, and runs off. And Misty's like, boy, this kid right here, he's something different. He really loves Pokemon. And she goes off to adventure with him.
Beedrill's underrated.
Beedrill's pretty sweet. I like Beedrill. Yeah. Beedrill's, listen, you're gonna make fun of me. He's scary looking. If I saw a Beedrill in real life, I'd be much more alarmed than if I saw a Butterfree in real life.
Dude, it's like the worst parts of a Hornet and a Wasp thrown together. I don't want any part of a Beedrill.
He's got stinger hands. He's got hands, except they're stingers for hands. Not very effective evolutionarily for like getting to tool usage and things like that, because you can't pick things up with your stinger hands. You just sting things with them.
But yeah, after the Beedrill comes by and Ash, she's like, let's just get out of this forest.
Yeah, she's like, screw this place. Done with bugs. Time to go home.
Yeah.
And that's it. That is Pokemon the Animated Series. As far as we're going to cover it at this point of the show. I liked it. I'd make jokes about the things that are different. Oh man, I thought about doing a whole thing, MC. There is a article on the Pokemon Wikia that is just like a 73-mile long list of all the things that are different about the Pokemon animated series versus the Pokemon games. And it's so pedantic and dumb, and I love it. But I decided not to get into that. But anyway, all that is to say, I liked the Pokemon animated series. Right now, our list is number one, Batman the Animated Series, followed by My Hero Academia, Dragon Ball, Castlevania, Mob Psycho 100, Miraculous, Dungeons and Dragons, SpongeBob SquarePants, Biker Mice from Mars, and at the bottom of the list, The Legend of Zelda. I liked Pokemon. I'm struggling with where to put it on the list, though. I think I liked it at least a number six slot, I think. What do you think? Where are you feeling?
I reckon just above Miraculous.
That's where I was looking at. That would put it below Mob Psycho, below Castlevania, Dragon Ball, My Hero. I think it feels okay being below those things. Mob Psycho would be the only one. I might bump it above Mob Psycho 100.
See, here's the thing. I think for the age that I'm at now, I like Mob Psycho more than I did Pokemon at this age. But here's the thing. There's all that nostalgia for Pokemon that I don't with Mob Psycho. So, I'm thinking you're right, and we put it above Mob Psycho.
I think I can roll with that. Now, are we putting it as Pokemon Indigo League or Pokemon The Beginnings in Gold and Silver?
Because of what it says on Netflix, Indigo League.
Okay. So, well, even though in Japan that was one series, we'll bust it up. So, in total, we would actually have seven series of Pokemon if we covered them all. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Pokemon Indigo League. Cool. So that takes the number 5 slot on the big list. And all that's left is to figure out what we're going to watch next for Series 12, MC.
Oh, no. I got to pull up the thing. Where is the thing?
Let me give you the most up-to-date list. Hang on. We had a... Thomas went through and made some more submissions. And I appreciate Thomas's submissions. Definitely shows that we're already on the list, though, which is pretty funny. Including Pokemon, he just suggested. I'm like, that's already on there, but cool.
I saw that, and I was like, that's good. I'm like, we're on to that show right now.
Yeah. There you go. I just sent it to you.
Ooh, shit.
Oh, man. I'm going to go first. I'm going to put on another Thomas show, because how can we not put this one on next? I'm going to put on Digimon, also suggested by Thomas. Wait, nice. We're not supposed to do two submissions from the same person in a row, are we? Did we make that rule?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
It's only if they are coming on the show.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. So I've got Digimon submitted by Thomas. What you got?
How about Yu-Gi-Oh?
Also
submitted by Thomas.
This is the Thomas show. Thomas is our unofficial third host. Yu-Gi-Oh! For my show, then, I'm going to put on... I'm going to put on Restaurant to Another World, which I heard Void from the Geek to Geek podcast talking about. It sounds really interesting.
I'm going to go with Rocko's Modern Life for the last show.
Rocko's Modern Life. Alrighty. So for our next episode, we will be covering either Digimon or Yu-Gi-Oh!, both suggested by Thomas, or Restaurant to Another World, which was picked by me, but I heard it from Void on Geek to Geek podcast, or Rocko's Modern Life, submitted by MC. MC's reaching for a die, I hope. Or he's reaching for another beer. It's hard to tell with an Australian.
No. I'm doing this.
What are you? Are you rolling digitally?
Yeah.
You got a 3. 3 is Restaurant to Another World. Do you know anything about this one, MC?
No, I have no idea. Not even heard about it.
Void from Geek to Geek podcast doesn't really like anime much, but he had some time where he busted through a bunch of submissions that people said, like, all right, if you're gonna check out anime, here are ones to check out. And the way he consumes TV shows, it's admirable. He'll watch a TV show for like 8 minutes and be like, no, this isn't for me, and like deletes it from his mind forever. Like, I'm never gonna watch that show, I'm done with it, and moves on to the next one. So over the course of the weekend, I think he watched like over 50 animes that way. And most of them, he watched a few minutes and moved on. But Restaurant to Another World, he said he actually watched the whole thing. And the basic premise is there's a restaurant, and 6 days a week, it's just a like normal happening restaurant in Japan somewhere. But then on the 7th day, it's closed. But it's closed because it opens to a portal to another reality on the 7th day. And that's all I know about it. And I was like, all right, sounds kind of interesting. So we will be back next week to watch... Restaurant to Another World. Let me look up. Episode list. Restaurant to Another World. Anime. Episode 1 is called Beef Stew. Oh, I think this has 2 episodes per episode because it says Beef Stew and it says Breakfast Special. So we'll watch Beef Stew / Breakfast Special next week. From Restaurant to Another World. Yeah. MC's just staring at me silently.
I was contemplating if I should do the vine.
What's I don't know vines. What is it?
I smell like beef. You've not seen that vine?
What did you say? Smell,
it, there's this little girl, and she goes, I smell like beef.
Why does she smell like beef?
I don't know.
But why? You,
look it up.
But why?
I'm gonna look it up so I can send you.
Thanks for listening to The Best Animated Shows Ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
My name's Tyler, and I host the podcast Too Young for This Hit, where I watch movies I've never seen before with guests who love them. So what kind of movies do we watch? We watch mostly like classics movies, you know, like
Escape from New York,
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure,
Alien,
Wayne's World, Party Time, Excellent,
Aliens,
Smokey and the Bandit,
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
In addition to talking about movies, we also talk about cats. A lot. For pretty much no reason. You can find Too Young for This Hit and tons of other great podcasts at probablywork.com.
Yeah. It's just that. It's ridiculous.
Why?
I smell like beef.
I'm cutting all this. I have nothing funny to add to that. It's just a baby saying I smell like beef. What's wrong with you, internet? Go home. This isn't funny, internet. You're bad at things.